Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 29th of August. Today we get the release of US personal income and consumption data for July. Because the middle income US consumer started the year with a fairly solid position, real spending has managed to continue so far. The patterns of consumption have been more volatile than household income growth. There's clear evidence of political polarization in consumption patterns, especially with regard to the front-loading of durable goods consumption. The consumer has to remain the focus because of their importance to the economy, notwithstanding the fact that investment spending helped to raise the latest official GDP number yesterday. It is only the consumer that ultimately has the firepower to determine overall economic performance over any period of time. What matters to markets is whether the overall state of the US consumer is sufficiently weak as to justify the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates. Federal Reserve Governor Waller, who is a candidate to be the next Fed chair, was clearly very concerned about employment prospects in remarks made yesterday. The comments emphasized the risks of rising unemployment and economic weakening as a justification for rate cuts. The US labour market is showing some signs of strain on the official data, but as yet that strain is not obviously feeding back into consumer demand. Low hiring rates for college graduates are a social issue and may be an issue for selective products. One can imagine the creators of Labubu eyeing hiring trends with some concern. But ultimately, it is the job security and thus the spending of the middle-aged that matters most to the economic outlook. The other consideration for any central banker is inflation, of course. We have a host of inflation numbers out from around the world. Japan's Tokyo inflation rate for August was exactly as the consensus expected, and on an international measure, the core inflation rate continues to moderate too. Ahead, there are preliminary August inflation figures for France, Spain, Germany, Portugal, and Italy, along with the ECB's survey evidence on inflation expectations. The inflation expectations matter in theory, but they're pretty much nonsense in reality, as consumers do not tend to rationally form a view on inflation, and their expectations are strongly influenced by the price of high-frequency purchases and other distortions. The general tenor of the European data is for stable inflation rates at a moderate level. We have the same data pattern of releases in the States. There is Michigan consumer sentiment data, which will also contain inflation expectations. This remains more reflective of political polarization than anything else. In the preliminary August numbers, Republicans expect inflation to be about half the current consumer price rate, and Democrats expect inflation to be 2.5 times the current consumer price rate. The PCE deflator measure of inflation for July is seen as being broadly stable, perhaps ticking up slightly on the core measure. The headline is going to matter less to economists and markets than are the details, and in some cases it will be very granular details. This will help to determine whether the inflation in the States is transitory and something the Fed can look through, or whether there are second-round effects like profit-led inflation starting to emerge. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.